things. Pretty eclectic mix of music today. Some things I like, you know, I like to play a wide variety of just sort of different genres and whatnot that I enjoy, because I know that's what I like out of listening to the radio and discovering music of quality, sort of regardless of its type or origin and things like that. You know, so my hope is that you'll hear some things you like, and some things that you've never heard before. But at the very least, some things you like. I don't claim to be some sort of a savant when it comes to digging through the crates and finding things that people have never heard before. But I know for certain that you probably don't want to just hear me ramble on, so no reason not to get right into the music. We're going to be starting off today with a little bit of a... Same way we started off last week, yeah, actually, with the... it's the Animals performing the classic standard, Bring It On Home to Me. Hope you enjoy.
Look so good together, wonder what is wrong with me. can I accept the fact she's chosen him and simply let them be? Whoa, 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 well, here it comes. Here comes the night. Here comes the night. Ooh, 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 holding her the way I used to do. I could see her closing her eyes and telling them lies exactly like she told me to. Yeah, 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 well, here it
that's the Standells, and Sometimes Good Guys Don't Wear White. You're probably familiar with their song, Dirty Water, if you're a Red Sox fan. They played after every victory. Fortunately, you didn't get to hear it the past two games when the Rays took 2 out of 3. My hometown Rays took 2 out of 3 against the Red Sox. So that's some good news if you're not a Boston local. If you are a Boston local, sorry about that. But before that, of course, it was Stay Nothing by the Cloud Nothings, a little bit more contemporary garage rock. And then before that, of course, it was them, Here Comes the Night, with Van Morrison on vocals, of course. Keep going, same sort of vibe. We're going to get into a little bit of a band that I've only recently sort of... This is one of those bands that you see their stuff in the Goodwill, like, record bins, and you sort of write it off. It's like, oh, this is like the, you know, 70s Barbra Streisand records, which maybe have good some stuff on it. Maybe that's the lesson here, but pretty good stuff, actually, now that I've been getting into it. It's the Dave Clark 5, Any Way You Want It.
Cause he gets up in the morning, then he goes to work at 9, then he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time. Cause his world is built on punctuality, it never fails. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And his mother goes to meetings while his father pulls a maid, and she stirs the tea with counselors while discussing foreign trade. And she passes looks as well as bills at every suave young man. Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he likes his own backyard, and he likes his bags the best, cause he's better than the rest, and his own sweat smells the best. And he hopes to grab his father's root when fate passes on. Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he plays a song to Charles, and he goes to the regatta. He adores the girl next door, cause he's dying to get at her. But his mother knows the best about the matrimonial stakes, cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively.
That cute little instrumental number was Frustration by the Mamas and the Papas. Very nice, little, gentle, sort of baroque pop melody I quite like. Before that, of course, A Well-Respected Man by the Kinks, and then probably All in the Mind, an Oasis cut off their album, Heathen Chemistry, probably a fairly underrated album. Doesn't really match the heights of their first three, but, you know, those back catalog or late period Oasis albums still have some good tracks on it worth checking out. But anyway, speaking of Oasis and Britpop, our friends across the pond in England, the entire United Kingdom seem to be in a bit of a political jam. Boris seems to be in trouble. His political career has been compromised to a permanent end. British chaos. I've seen people online talking about activating the Queen. Seems very silly to still have a queen, but you know, there are friends over there. You know, thankfully we just got to celebrate our independence from them. But you know, since England seems to be going through a rough time, I thought we'd program a few tracks specifically as a tribute to them. We got a couple tracks lined up here that are all about England and British things and whatnot. And who better to speak on the subject than Joe Strummer himself? And The Clash, off their very underrated final album, Cut the Crap. This is England here on WMFO.
we will dance and sing all night.
Thank you. It's a good old-fashioned landslide, killing with your hands tied in the homemade road set sail. Baby, read it in the mail, no hope now. And it's a total fucking white.
That was the On the Air Tonight radio salute to jolly old England. Hope you enjoyed. Of course, that was Declan McKenna with British Bombs. Before that, The Day That Thatcher Dies by Hefner, a day that has already passed. I don't think they're active anymore, but I do enjoy that tune. And before that, of course, it was This Is England by The Clash. Now, of course, it's time for a PSA before we get to any more music. So, an important message. And these are numbers to think about, the worldwide prison populations. The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States, a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second, with 1.51 million people in prison, which is a rate only of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest proportional rate of 606 per 100,000 people in prison, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. This is numbers to think about. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Educational Radio. So a very important message there. Some American exceptionalism in terms of imprisoning more people than China and Russia. Very interesting. I don't think that's the way God planned it to be, which is the theme of this next song by Billy Preston, which I just discovered, which has absolutely all-star lineup on it, produced by George Harrison, featuring him on guitar, Clapton on guitar, Ginger Baker on drums, Keith Richards bass guitar, and of course Billy Preston on the vocals and the keyboards. It's That's the Way God Planned It here on WMFO. A great tune.
Why can't we be humble like the good Lord say? He promised to exalt us, but no is the way. How men be so greedy when there's so much left? All things are God-given, and they all have been blessed. Let mourning, sobbing cease. Learn to help one another and live in perfect peace. If we just
but I love you still. That's the way God planned it. That's the way God wants it to be. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the way,
yeah.
God planned it. That's the way God wants it to be.
Little town, I grew up believing God keeps his eye on us all. And he used to lean upon me as I pledged allegiance to the wall. Lord, I recall my little town, coming home flying my bike past the gates of the factories. My mom doing the laundry, hanging out shirts in the dirty breeze. And after it rains, there's a rainbow, and all of the colors are black. Not that the colors aren't there, it's just imagination they lack. Everything's the same back in my little town, my little town.
son. Saving my money, dreaming of glory, twitching like a finger on the trigger of a gun. Leaving nothing but the dead and dying back in my little town. Nothing but the dead and dying back in my little town. Nothing but the dead and dying back in my little town.
Cause mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes around. Action speaks louder than word, and I'm a man with a great experience. I know you got you another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I wanna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so won't you raise your hand with me? Boys will call my dime by the dozen, but that ain't nothing but 10 cent love. Pretty little thing, let me light your count, cause mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes around. Baby, here I am, I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want, just come go home with me. Loving and I got better in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys will call my dime by my loving, but that ain't nothing but drugstore love. Pretty little thing, let me light your count, called mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes around. Good old love, some of you don't do love. I'm a big old man, mama. Thank you.
That was Hands of Time by Groove Armada, featured in the Michael Mann film. Why is the name blanking on me? Collateral, the film with Jamie Foxx, Tom Cruise. A great film on the subject of Michael Mann films, the star of the great movie Thief, James Caan, and The Godfather, and many other things. One of our great actors. I heard the news that he had passed away right before we came on the air. Very sort of upsetting, tragic. One of the really great talents. So, song I'll dedicate to him. Go watch The Godfather tonight, or The Gambler, or Thief, or Misery, or Elf. Anything with James Caan in it. One of the best to ever do it. May he rest in peace. I'm DJ Michael, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is On the Air Tonight Radio, my radio program. I've been here for the past hour, and I'll be with you for one more hour. We got some more stuff to get going, to get into. And as I said at the top of the show, I'm a big believer of the idea that, a good song can come from anywhere. You know, you gotta be open to new genres, different sort of sources. And that means sometimes, you know, going full poptimist and listening to a big pop band like Coldplay. This is a song that they put out several years ago on the second Hunger Games movie soundtrack that I really like. Whatever happened to that franchise? Feels like everybody was really obsessed with the Hunger Games for like, I don't know, for like a decade. And then it just sort of disappeared. And kind of feels like Jennifer Lawrence disappeared as well. Just sort of like one of those weird things that kind of got memory hold. But I digress. The point is, they released this song. It didn't become a big hit, but I think it's really good. So we're going to play it, even though maybe it's